I'm going to ask you about the new Matusalem and what the uniqueness of it is. But first, how what is your story? How did you become a master blender?
Well, since I was a childhood, I used to be in the kitchen of my grandmother. And I thought that maybe food could be great for me, you know, because I love to be in the kitchen and to cook some dinner. I prefer dinners, I don't know why. And breakfast, you know, I don't know why. But the pantry of my grandma was an incredible school for me. I love to get inside of it and to see all the flavors of the things, all the species that she used to have there. And I think that for the childhood, it was okay. I understood that I loved that, but I didn't know, because I was a child, I didn't know what else will come. Then I was so clear that I wanted to study chemistry, and I did it. I'm a food chemical engineer, so I went to the food. Okay? I mean, we are not talking just about wines or something. No, food. So I studied that in Guadalajara in Mexico. I'm from Mexico. And then when I was studying almost to end my studies, somebody invited me to work in Casa Cuervo, in Tequila Cuervo. And I started there with a lot of liquids, with tequilas, with vodka. I met the rums there, because they are our distributors in Mexico and all the continent. And it was amazing to know Matusalem rum. And
Was it something very different that you've experienced previously?
Totally. It was totally different, because, you know, in Mexico we love the tequila and we work with tequila. But we have more things. We have gins, we have vodka, we have a lot of things. But when we started to work with Matusalem, it was amazing, because, I don't know, there's something different on the brand. There's passion. And when I met Dr. Alvarez, the chairman, the president of the company, it was amazing. He has an angel. He has a different kind of person. So I started to work with Matusalem, but I had a lot of teachers there. I have my first teachers were there in tequila industry. And then I met Patricio Esteves too. He used to be the master blender of the company. He's from Cuba. And now he's retired. But I worked with him for more than 20 years. So it was amazing for me. And I learned a lot of him. I learned a lot of all the teachers that I had there. And it was beautiful. It was worth it. Then the life bring me to all of this and to stay here with you talking.
Okay, when you first got in contact with rum, and it's a completely different thing than tequila. Of course, tequila is now coming back into fashion in a lot of parts of the world. People are getting to know the real tequila, which is quite different than the, you know, the middle shelf tequila that they were used to because of maybe the movies, and they got some of that. Well, you know, it's not bad, but it's not special. But when you drink a spirit like a rum, which has been aged in a special way, you have the oak, you have all the flavors, the spices and everything, it's another thing, right?
Totally. And when you understand all the expression of the woods that are involved in this aging, it's amazing. To understand all the flavors that you can have, and sometimes you can recognize in different levels and moments when you are drinking the rum, it's amazing. Because when you have your first glass of rum and when you sip it, it's not the same as when you are ending this glass. All these flavors that are opening, during the consumption is amazing. It's beautiful. And yes, it's totally different. I mean, in tequila, there are a lot of tequilas, of course, but some maybe they started with something very commercial and then luxury came to the scene, right? In the case of the rum, I think it's something very genuine. I'm not saying that all the other distills are not, but I think that in rums is very genuine because now we are working and the industry started to work different, you know. Now everybody is looking as a luxury drink, a luxury product, and it is, but it is since the first time. It's just that we didn't say it like that. But it's beautiful. All these flavors and all this gamma that you can open of flavors is amazing. And to understand where it comes from, how the wood is working with the liquids, it's amazing. It's beautiful.
Okay. How do you think that you can bring something new to very, very traditional style of spirit making?
Working with the woods. We are experts in the use of the wood and looking the wood in all around the world. I think that maybe everybody thinks about American oak and ex-bourbon. It's the most common and it's amazing because it's part, for example, of our centennial recipes that we have since 1872. But we have more of that. More than that, not just that. I mean, we can work with wood of different countries all around the world, and the heat treatment that you can have in all this wood, it's an open world. All the combinations, all the blends that you can have, all this kind of aging that you can have. I mean, you can have a solar system, but you can have to an static, and you can combine them. You can make nice blends with them.
What do you think if you look at the consumer society today, what do you think is changing? A lot of people are turning towards a sort of more health conscious way of living, and sometimes they just completely rule out alcohol as such. And it's a trend that a lot of spirit makers are confronting with. What do you think that you can tell them, maybe not to lure them back, but to tell them what enchanted you in this world?
Of course, I'm not going to say that they come back and they go back. No. You know, I think it's good. I think it's good because I think that when you want to have a special time and a special moment, you are going to look for something special too. Okay, I think that times are changing to look for something maybe more luxury, maybe more crafted, handcrafted, and so for something more genuine. So I think it's good. It is okay because we are talking about quality. And remember that quality prevails all the time. So I think it's beautiful. I like that. I mean, we are not a huge brand. We work with quality, and I think it's the time for us.
When you are down in the cellars, where you have all the casks, you like? I can see from your face you like it.
Yes, of course. It's my playground. I love it. I love it. Now, you know, I have almost a week out of Dominican Republic, out of my cellar, and I miss it. I really miss it. I miss all these ladies there. They are waiting for me.
Okay, now you said all these ladies. A lot of women work there?
Of course. The liquid. It's a marriage. If you think it's a marriage, the liquid and the barrels, and they are working and dancing in all that cellar, so I love it. You know, you tell me, and I get, oh my gosh. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Do you have a favorite blend that you like to experiment with, or favorite flavor?
I love the vanilla, you know, but I love the vanilla because of all the variety that you can find in different kind of barrels. sometimes, and I'm going to talk about it later, you can find the vanilla as a fruit. But then if you change the kind of the wood and the kind of the heat treatment, you can find it as a scent, as something floral. But then you can see this tuft of the wood that I love it. That it's a hard flavor, and you can find different expressions. This is spicy wood. I love it. I really love it. And how you can work with the heat treatment that you do to the wood, and to understand what you are looking for, and sometimes that you can be impressed, or it can be a surprise for you when you say, okay, I'm going to treat this with medium toast, and please do the top and the bottom of the barrel in a third toast. And you are thinking, okay, I'm going to have this rough wood, but I will have some pepper, and I will have some this and that. But sometimes they surprise you. And you receive another kind of flavors, maybe an incredible vanillas, or maybe an incredible peppers, maybe an incredible flowers, species. It's amazing to see them.
When you drink rum, you like to drink it neat, or do you like to mix it? What is your preference?
A lot of bartenders friends, and they're gonna kill me, but I normally take it neat. I mean, even because of my work, of course that I prefer it neat, because I understand and I have all these clearly flavors, and I love it. I love to have it neat, but I think that the cocktail industry is doing the things amazing, and they are working, and some of them, a lot of them, are respecting. They have respect of the products, because, you know, there's a lot of time behind a product. A lot of time and a lot of work. And time is something that you can't get back. So a lot of people in the cocktail industry respect more all this work, and they are working around the liquid. So sometimes I have cocktails too, and I love it. I love to go to the bars and to see how they are developing and doing a lot of things there.
Yeah, because you provide something new to them every time, and then they can get their imagination to create something new as well.
Yes, yes. And we have products that they are very flexible to work as neat. And in a cocktail, for example, a Gran Reserva, that it's beautiful product, and you can play with the product in these two different ways. You want a cocktail, you can do a beautiful cocktail. You want to try it neat, you can do it. And we have different another products that can play in these two worlds, but neat.
Okay.
People is not seeing us, but this is fun. I love it.
I like to taste it neat as well.
Yeah.
Sometimes maybe just a little bit of water. Sometimes it depends on. But, you know, neat is I can, you know, submerge into the thoughts of the master blender and the whole history of it. And then you can taste everything that is inside that
right.
spirit.
Right, and I think that it depends too about the moment, and if you are alone, if you are with somebody else, if you are with the family, if you are with your friends. I think that the moments are different, and you can try different things, because there's something, always something very special for that kind of moments.
So this is an exciting time for you. You're showing something new. How do you like it? How do you like this whole setup?
This is my second year doing this. I don't used to go out from the cellar, but I love to see what the people is doing and how they are consuming all the our liquids all around the world. And of course, it's very special. It's my first time here in this country, and it's amazing. This is my second day, my first time here, and I'm leaving tomorrow. And it's a shame that I'm not having more time to see all this beautiful city. It's amazing to see. And of course, it's exciting to me to go all around the world showing all the brand, all that we have to give to everybody.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.